T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I doubt it was Jim Colony because he hasn't been in our newsroom in almost a year, but somebody left behind some, I might butcher the pronunciation here, Ferrero Rocher chocolates. You know those classy chocolates with the gold tin foil wrapped up? You guys know what I'm talking about? You got the chopped hazelnuts in there. Very classy, aristocratic chocolates.
Elegant
chocolates, yes. I just helped myself to one. We got Jim in our out of office report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. By the way, that was the headline that we've got chocolates in the newsroom. Jim, are you a classy chocolate guy? Are you someone that just sticks to Hershey's and the run-of-the-mill stuff? Or are you like the high-end?
Give me a good old Hershey's bar, a Mr. Good bar. I do enjoy a Mr. Good bar.
Or just Good Bar now. They've gotten rid of the...
Oh, okay. Well, sexist me. I mean, I grew up reading Dr. Seuss books, and look how I turned out.
Mm-hmm. What's the natty light of candy bars, Jim?
I don't know. I probably whatever I like.
Zagnuts?
No, I don't even know what that is. I was going to say Chunky to me is an underrated chocolate bar because it's got... like chocolate, I think it's nougat and raisins. I'm a big raisin guy. I'm like Harvey Korman in Blazing Saddles.
I'm a big raisin guy.
No, seriously. Raisinettes at the movies. Arthur, am I wrong here? Raisinettes.
I'm not a raisin guy myself.
I'm with
but,
you, Jim.
But I will say this, though. I do hear people that like them. And I'm not going to knock it.
No, okay. I'm a big raisin guy too, Jim. Okay. I am. Like, I go to a big box store and I get one of those things, a milk chocolate raisins, where it's just like for $9 you get like, for me it's like a 2-week supply because I'm housing them. But I'm with you.
Yeah, but that's that's dangerous because once you sit down,
you can't stop.
Even the big box of Raisinettes you can get at the movie theater for, well, probably what, $15 for one of those things that they charge at the movies. That's too many. That's too many.
Jim, you're 100% like a guy that used to sneak candy and food into movie theaters with an elaborate system. You tell Linda to put it in her purse. They're not going to frisk her.
Listen, pretty soon she's going to be a senior citizen too. You know how it is for the old people. We got to I don't know if they let you bring a water in or not. Mm-hmm. We don't really bring our own stuff in. We'll split a big popcorn and then get water or something like that.
Jim, we had Rob Rossi on last hour, and he made it seem like there's still some lingering doubt about whether this game gets played tonight or not. Are you hearing any of that?
No, but I'm gonna, when I get done with you guys, I'll hop in the shower, then I'll hop in the car, and I'll head to the arena. And I would not be surprised if at some point they say that the game has been called off. Now, the one thing that was not really curious, but they said something, it was weird. They said something like they were supposed to, talk after the skate, and then it turned out there was no skate. So then they say that Jake Gensel and Chris Letang and Mike Sullivan are going to talk at 11:30. So then 11:30 rolls around. And they say, we're not going to, Jake and Chris aren't going to talk. It's just going to be Sully. And then, of course, he comes on and makes the announcement. And I get, it would be alarmist to say that, well, wait a minute, why don't those other guys speak? Do they, is there something going on with them too? No, but But there could be. I mean, the way I would understand it is that, what, an hour 45 before the game, so that means, you know, 7:05, 5:15, that players are going to be allowed to start arriving. And they're going to be – they've probably already been tested. And then are they going to find out what the results are? And, you know, if somehow, if there turned out to be like a team – like a mini outbreak or even worse, but I mean, even if it was just a mini outbreak – would they decide that the Penguins wouldn't have enough players to play? They do have a taxi squad, and guys are here. And I guess some people would complain because, let's say that, you know, if it were Crosby and, say, two other prominent players, and they'll say, oh, look, the Penguins are getting away with everything if they decided to not play the game. But I don't know. That thought did pop into my mind, but I think that they'd be more – we would have heard something by now, I think, if that were going to be the case.
I also think, Jim, that they would move heaven and earth to make sure this game got played if there was any logistical way to do so, even if it meant using the whole taxi squad, because they've just been heralding and trumpeting the fact that fans are now allowed back in, even if at a trickle.
Well, yes, and you know the other thing, Chris, is that, well, this is true with all the other teams. I found it not curious or fascinating. Neither of those is quite the right word, but that you would have one player on a team would be in COVID protocol. And you think about how much in close contact these guys are, even though they're social distancing and everything else, they're on the ice for practice, they're on the ice for games. It was like this in all the other sports, but that it didn't, like baseball had these little outbreaks, and hockey's had a couple, you know, what Dallas is the one I'm thinking of, right, where they had a whole bunch of guys. But in some instances, it's been isolated to one player. But, you know, when you think about, you know, Crosby's on the ice with, they just played back-to-back games against the Islanders, and he was out on the ice against, you know, I don't know, probably, you know, Matthew Barzal, for example. Those guys were out at the same time. Like, well, why didn't he get it? And, you know, a lot of this stuff, we're back to where we were, which seems like a long time ago, where there are a lot of things we don't know. And if it's isolated just to Sid, you know, I just don't see how it couldn't be passed along to somebody else, or, you know, more multiple people.
Yeah, I agree with you. But with that being said, do you anticipate, you know, hearing another announcement about another player potentially not playing tonight because of that? We know that they haven't been very open in terms of that element, but yeah.
Well, they're, you know, and it's just, you know, Arthur, they've got the rules in place. I mean, we've been through this with the other sports where you can't really say stuff. The NHL at least will, there were instances, was it baseball, that they wouldn't tell you whether or not COVID was involved or something? I can't remember, at least for a little time.
Well, the NHL last year would say unfit to play, and they wouldn't tell you what it was.
Thank you. Right. Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. But they've revised that so that they tell you at least what it is, as opposed to the old lower body, upper body guessing game.
Body injury.
Yes, something like that. all over body, an all body injury. I guess I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we found out about another player or two that was not going to be able to play tonight. And then you get back into the whole thing where, well, if it takes a while to manifest itself and do the Flyers feel comfortable playing, you know, that's part of it, too. It goes beyond saying, hey, man, what a great opportunity we have here. Sid's not playing, you know, because the other part of that is that, and I tried to take an optimistic angle to this, is that now you've got the enigma that's Malkin playing just not that well at all so far this season, and then you look at what he does historically when Crosby's not in the lineup, and, you know, could that be the Malkin that shows up tonight if the game is played?
Jim, speaking of which Malkin shows up tonight, I don't know if you've heard it all, but we've talked a lot on the show today about Malkin, how he plays without Crosby, and just generally getting a feel if you think there's a good chance Malkin scores a goal tonight, you know, for betting purposes.
What are you currently looking at? Did the odds shift at all since the word got that Sid wasn't playing?
Well, I got it at +205. We talked about it, and Mueller got it all the way down to what, +180?
Yes, our influence has already brought the number down, we think.
So that just tells you how much that Craig bets on games if he has that much influence over the movement of the lines. No, I think that's a good bet. You know, I mean, I don't know if I, you know, I don't know if I'd plunk, you know, make it a major wager, but. But he averages a point and a half a game over the course. No, not quite. He did last year, right? Last year it's a point and a half per game without Sid. Goals not so much, but he does create offense. And if that line gets back together again, with with Gensel on that line as well, besides Brian Rust, you know, that obviously should help Malkin, and it proved it last year. But if there's, you know, something else going on, and Gino also reacts well to crowds. And I don't know how much noise 2,800 people are going to make, but it'll be significantly different than what they have been with that, you know, that fake din crowd mm-hmm. noise or whatever it is that they pipe in, and maybe he'll respond to it. Who knows?
Jim, we had Rob Rossi on last hour. I think I already told you that, but I'm going to repeat it again because we had to dump him. He got
really?
So animated during special teams Penguins talk that he started using words on the radio that the FCC doesn't allow us to use.
Rossi did?
Yep, absolutely. He did.
The soft-spoken Rob Rossi?
I want to know, of the two, power play or...
Special teams brought it out of him.
Yeah. Power play or, to use one of your favorite things to say, power play or penalty kill for the Penguins, which one is more FUBAR?
Oh, penalty kill. Penalty kill. At least against the Islanders. You know, that's the weird thing, is that they can't kill a penalty against the Islanders, and yet they can against the Capitals, who have a better power play, at least against everybody else. But, you know, both are problems. But if you had to pick one or the other, I mean, that's like, I mean, what do you want to do? You want to drink cyanide or you want to shoot yourself in the head? it's like picking, you know, you talk about picking your poison. They're both bad. They're both bad right now. And it would be interesting, though, would it not? If without Sid, I'm not saying Sid is at fault on the power play. I'm not saying that by any stretch, because to me it's, although he is reluctant to shoot the puck too. You know, to me it's all three
well, then,
of those.
So
guys,
you're not reluctant to criticize him. You are. You're just. You're,
okay, I just did.
Yeah.
All right, I just did. Well, all those guys. The one guy that seems like he shoots it all the time is Brian Rust. And Gensel would if he got the puck, but he's in front of the net most often, getting the crap beat out of him by guys that are twice his size. You know, to me, it's the, as Torts would say, it's the three stars that are reluctant to shoot for whatever reason. And, you know, once it did result in a great goal, right? I think it was actually Rust that passed it across to Malkin for a power play goal. But I, you know, just shoot it. It's easier said than done sometimes because guys are so good at blocking. But the Penguins have actually started moving around a little bit better on the power play. They haven't been stationary. They've been moving around, and there was the one game, I think, well, they did shoot the puck, and then next time out, they got away from it. I don't understand.
Jim,
so do you think... You...
Molly? Muller, you want to go here?
No, I want Arthur to take this one.
Arthur?
Man, I thought you was about to go. I was ready, too. But, Jim, what I wanted to know was, sticking to the theme of the power play, understanding that we've talked about some guys wanting to shoot, some guys not shooting enough and things like that, and obviously no Sid out there tonight, do you think we'll see a better version of the power play since Malkin, we're anticipating him being a lot more, you know, involved in that action, a lot more enthused with the crowd being out there? Do you think we're going to see a better version of this power play tonight?
Well, it's hard to but it could be just an okay power play and it would still be better than what we've seen. And I don't know who they'll put out there in his place. There are two choices, at least as long as they're eligible to play, and it would be either McCann or Kapanen. And McCann's a left-handed shot, so he would be able to replicate what Crosby does. But having another right-handed shot, if you had three right-handed shooters out there on the power play, that would be kind of interesting. If you put Kapanen out there too, but anyway. It could be better, but it wouldn't be because, oh, man, it's a good thing we finally got that Crosby guy off the power play because he was terrible. But sometimes you might find something, and instead of, you know, another shooter trying to pass it, you know, force a pass to Sid because you want to get the puck to Sid, and they decide, you know what, it's a better option to shoot, and then the goalie stops it and is loose in front of the net and somebody pokes it in, you know, then that's what they're trying to accomplish.
Jim, this is more penalty kill related and overall Penguins related. One of the things that's like a blind spot for me in hockey is if, like, specifically a defenseman, even a good one, ends up out for like a month, month and a half kind of situation, I tend to just weirdly get into the rhythm of watching games and almost forget in a sense that they exist. And I've had that happen with Dumoulin a little bit. I don't know if it's because Letang's been pretty good or Matheson's flashed, but when we had Pierre on yesterday, it's his opinion that one of the big things ailing this team is Brian Dumoulin, and that if you get a healthy, productive Dumoulin back, it makes a world of difference in a lot of ways for them. Would you agree with, like, the degree of difference he could make when he gets back here?
Oh, on the penalty kill, of course, there's no question. There's no question at all. And, you know, you used to see him occasionally on the second power play unit, but now he wouldn't even do that because you've got Mike Matheson that you can use in that role as well. So of course they've missed him. And, you know, for a while, you know, Pierre-Olivier Joseph, and he's going to be really, really good. But right now, I think he's going to be the guy who sits whenever Dumoulin comes back. And Dumoulin is getting closer finally. So, you know, if we were to see him, I don't know if we'd see him during the homestand, because they've got five straight games at home here. But when he comes back, then you put him back with, at least I would, you know, you put him back with Letang right away. Maybe you can limit his minutes a little bit, and you can plug Pettersson in there now and again, because Pettersson's been promoted to that pair anyway. You keep Matheson and Marino together, and then I'd keep Pettersson in the lineup, and I'd send POJ back to the minors to play, because he needs to play big minutes. I think Dumoulin, how can you not say that they've missed him?
Dolly Parton getting her first dose of the vaccine today. Jim, where do you come down on Dolly Parton?
Dolly, well, let's say that there would seem to be a lot of things about Dolly that aren't real.
Okay.
with physical appearance.
Sure.
But in terms of just being like a person, she strikes me as like somebody you'd really like to hang out with and have a good time. She seems like she's just a regular old down-home gal. I like Dolly.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. Jim Colony.
Linda's a big Dolly fan.
Who is?
Linda is a big Dolly fan.
So that's one of those women that you could hang out with and she wouldn't get all hot and bothered over it or upset over it because...
No, but... Well, it gets, she'd hang out
it gets
with
the
us
Linda
too.
Approval. Gotcha.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. She loves Dolly.
There you go, Jim Colony.
Dolly has one of the great quotes of all time. It takes a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to look this cheap. It's just an unbelievable quote.
That's a great country quote, isn't it?
It really is.
Jim will be covering the game for us tonight. 93.7thefan.com, and he'll have a box of Raisinets at his side. Thanks, Jim.
No, I'll have to get some on the way in. See you guys.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!